Hello, everybody. You are listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, music from around the Bay, every Monday here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'll be telling you about wonderful artists performing in your area so you can go check them out for yourselves and have some fun, because life's all about having fun. Am I right? Hello, everyone. You're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu. I cannot believe we're already at week 5. We're halfway there. For those of you who listened last week, you know that we have a special show featuring Tomorrow's June, who are here in station with me. Say hey, guys.
What's up? Thanks for having us.
So I have the whole band except for one member, and let's get into it. Yeah. So Tomorrow's June has 5 members. Marcos, who's 20 years old, lead singer, co-founder, and inspired by Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. The next up is Nando, who's actually Marcos' younger brother. He's 18, plays lead guitar, sings backup vocals, and is also a co-founder of the band. And fun fact, he's one of our very own penguins here at Dominican.
Yeah.
Up next is Vicente, who is 19 years old and kills it on the bass. Say hey.
Hi.
He is one of the founding members of the band as well. And next up is Juan Diego, who is 18 years old, plays piano, keys, and synth, and he ended up joining the band his senior year of high school.
How's it going?
It's going well. How you doing? Finally, David, who couldn't make it here today, he's 17, the drummer, and he joined the band his junior year of high school.
Yeah.
All right, so band started about 5 years ago, is that right?
Yeah.
Marcos, Nando, and Vicente, who were the members of the band, weren't you the originals, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me how that started.
So first off, we started off in Vicente's bedroom, and every day in the summer we would go and jam at his house and kind of make up songs and whatnot. And finally we kind of wanted to get more serious, and we joined an after-school program with PAL out in Richmond. And we started doing shows with them. Like, we did over, like, 100 shows with them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And actually, within that, we even got to open up for Robin Thicke, Faith Evans, El DeBarge with that. So that was pretty cool. And that's kind of how we started.
That's super cool. And remember, these guys are all under the age of 21, so that's pretty impressive. They've already opened up for Robin Thicke, who was, you know, involved in that Miley Cyrus scandal and everything. Notorious artist. But that's really cool, because you guys are already playing with artists who people know about, you know. Hit lists, top hundreds, top 20s and everything.
Yeah, sure.
So how is it now, starting from, you know, playing in your bedroom to... You're on the radio, you're opening for artists. How has that transition been for you?
It's kind of been surreal, just like to take sort of a hobby that we thought we were like, oh, this is gonna be fun just to play for our bunk bed audience, and then to make it into something that we're super passionate about and something that we want to do for the rest of our lives. It's something that's really cool to think about, and just to like, this is us, you know?
Well, just to see how far we've come from, too.
Yeah.
Like, from just 5 years ago to, you know, being, you know, in his bedroom to, you know, opening up for these artists and then headlining our own show, too.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, we've done, you know, 300-person show, which is pretty big for us.
And where was that?
This was actually at PAL. We did a whole thing. We had, you know, lights, stage, everything. And that was really cool. So to see everything where we've come from, and then even adding the new members of the band, kind of getting a new sound, progressing. I think that's been really cool.
Yeah, that's really important. So for the new members, when did you guys join?
I joined in the beginning of this year.
Okay. And how has that been for you?
I mean, it's been crazy. I was going to go check out the band for the first time. I'd never been to one of their shows. And then I get a text from Nando asking me to help him out with a gig, you know, just to help him get like a good live sound. And eventually just ended up staying. And it's been an incredible ride.
Yeah, it's been cool.
That's pretty cool. And then you have one other member who joined recently, right?
Yeah, David.
That would be David, who isn't here.
David, yeah, he's not here right
now. And he plays drums.
He's our drummer.
And he, what is it, his junior year of high school?
No, it's his senior year. But
he joined his junior year, not his senior year.
So since the last two members have joined, you felt your style progress or transform into something different?
Yeah, our sound is... We've had the same sound, I think, as far as records go, but we were never able to turn those live, you know? And now that we have the, you know, the keys and the synth and, you know, a solid drummer, we can finally do that. And we're finally getting these cool sounds that people enjoy live. You know, it's not just, it doesn't sound like something's missing off our records.
And it seems like not even just with the sound, with our chemistry together, once we got David and Juan Diego in, it just gelled so perfectly, and like it felt like this is the band, this is what we've been waiting for to take it to the next step.
I remember we were talking, it felt like a new band.
Yeah, a new band.
It felt like a whole new band. We're like, what's the old Tomorrow's June? We don't even remember. Like this is like our new band, and we're really excited for
new
this.
New and improved.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm not a musician, but I love going to shows. Yeah. And one of my favorite things is when you can listen to an album and then go to the show and you're hearing the same thing.
Yeah.
And they don't need all the special tricks and effects to make it sound just like the album. Like very raw, authentic. And that's impressive when artists can do that.
For sure.
So something else I want the people to know is that you guys placed second at San Francisco's world famous Battle of the Bands.
Mm-hmm. We're number two.
Number two. All right. I was actually there and I watched you guys when that happened. Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, that was awesome.
There were two rounds.
There's two. The first night was the upstairs, and that was really cool. Because that was our first time playing like a real like kind of like band show where we were playing with different bands and you had to sell tickets and stuff. Like that was our kind of our first experience with that, and that was cool. You know, we got to the venue about 5 or 6 hours early, and we got to just see and meet a bunch of cool people, and we were kind of nervous too, because remember, we're like a pop rock band going to Battle of the Bands. Like these are all punk bands or you know, metal bands, and we're like, you know, we're not gonna get anywhere here. But we, you know, we won by like a landslide. People loved us, and that was so cool too.
Could you see yourself doing that again?
100%. Yeah.
You're preparing for it.
If they asked us to do it again next year,
they approached us.
Yeah, they approached us. They asked us if we wanted to be in it.
Do you know how they found you?
Well, they hit us up on Facebook. One of the managers because the people who put it on, they're a record label based out of Cleveland, so they were looking around, I guess, and I don't know how they found us specifically, but they hit us up and we respond right away, and we're like, yeah, of course we'd love to do this. So that was cool. And then the second round
was like
the big stage.
Yeah, it was the huge stage. So
that's
we're like
Green Day played on.
Yeah, Green Day playing on it.
Wow.
So second round was cool because the drums were on a riser and everything. Yeah. It was really cool. And then, but the thing was, at the end of our set, we were building up for our last song. Like we did our whole set, it was real cool. And then when we hit the last note of our last song, the lights went out, like,
on
the
entire whole city block.
Yeah.
The power went out.
And all the other bands thought we rigged it. We rigged it. They're like, oh, you guys made
the lights go off.
Lights go off or something. You guys had it rigged. It's like, no, we just blew the lights out, you know?
Yeah.
That's how good you are.
Yeah.
No one can add up. Yeah. No performance after that.
So, we got second place that night out of the whole thing. And that was pretty awesome.
And how many bands competed?
There was
10 the first night.
Yeah.
And then there was 10 the second night too, because it was a bunch of other Battle of Bands winners.
There's a few more.
Oh, 12? Okay.
Because they did a few different ones. Yeah. And they put the
winners
all together.
That's right. Yeah. So
that's cool. I do remember that was a really fun night, and I just wanted to let everyone listening know that you guys, you know, like you said, with your pop music, you still made it to the second round.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Wait, were you there the last night?
I was there
night?
For the final when you guys played second.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there for the last night.
You were there the first night though, right?
Was I there for the first night? No, I only went to one.
Okay, maybe.
I believe it was the last one.
So Hogan was there.
Yeah, he was.
The first night. I brought him to the second. Maybe it was the first.
I think it was the first one then.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, the first one.
It was the first.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
We did go to the first. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one was.
That was my first show.
That was your first
show. Your first show?
That's why we brought him on. We told him it was just going to be for one show only.
Yeah.
And then.
And then he
just stuck around. And
yeah, I wouldn't leave.
Even when we asked him, to leave, he just stayed. So
was that your first time performing with the band or performing?
Yeah, that was the show that I was going to go see. Mm-hmm. And I asked Nando to get me some tickets. And then I was in the show. And
you had the best seat in the house, man. You'd be on the stage.
Last minute, spontaneous sort of thing. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But for some reason, all of us, like, we always, every time we get, like, a new member, or, like, because we've had, you know, situations where we had to bring new people on. Mm-hmm. And every time we bring someone new or just for a show, it's our biggest show.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. You know, like when we first started, it was like bringing Christian on for this huge farmer's market thing we did, you know. And then it was like the Craneway Pavilion. We did something, you know, we opened.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Did something
venue.
There, yeah. And then, you know, coming on to Battle of the Bands, that was pretty big for us, so.
It's
know.
A good test to see if they're able.
That's kind of our initiation for new members.
Except for David.
David's
was
the Alameda County Fair on 4th of July.
4th of July, yeah.
I heard you guys were performing there. I went to the fair, and then I looked at the lineup, and I saw your name when I was there. So I was sad I didn't get to actually see you guys perform there, but I saw you were playing.
Yeah.
I go there every year. So
nice.
Now people know where to check you out. Do you have any other events coming up?
As of right now, we don't have anything officially booked, but we do have some plans for December. Okay. We're looking at a Ford Motors event that we might be performing at, but there's nothing official yet.
Nothing set in stone.
Yeah,
you're just working on your album for the most
part.
Yeah,
at the moment, we're just working on the album in the studio.
Sounds good. Are you guys ready to get into the first song?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, as you heard, they're working on their first album. They do have EPs online titled Animals and their current single, First Dance. So you can listen to both of those on SoundCloud.com, and you can check them out on their YouTube page as well. What's your YouTube page?
YouTube page is just YouTube/TomorrowsJune.
/TomorrowsJune. Yeah. There you go. I think you should check out the video for First Dance. You'll be hearing that later, but the video is really cool. So if you want to see that, go on their YouTube channel. And right now, we're going to get into the first song, if there is nothing I missed for the first segment. Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. This one's called Gabby. This one's actually a song off the album. I don't know where I'm coming from, but I'm running from my biggest fears. You've been alone for so long, I just want you wrapped up in my arms. You got the smile that lights up my whole world and more beyond. You're always popping up in my brain, but there's one small thing, you don't know my name. There you go. There you go, yeah. Got me way up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. You're the last thing I think about when I sleep at night. You'd rather listen to your ease than me, but that's alright, girl, you're so fly. Way up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. I sent you a message on my phone, I said I think you're beautiful. Looked down at the text and said, you're LOL, thanks, yeah, that's all. But I hope that this made you smile. I was on cloud nine when you replied. Now I got your attention, but you got me feeling paralyzed. There you go. There you go, yeah. Got me way up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. Your lies they pick them up when I sleep at night. You'd rather listen to G's than me, but that's alright, girl, you're so fly. Way up
up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. Sometimes I dream that I'm in the front row cheering your name. G-A-B-B-Y with the big C-A California sign. But this is all a dream, I can't explain, can you tell me why? I'm really hoping you don't got a man, cause I treat you right, I'm your biggest fan. There you go. There you go. Yeah, got me way up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. You're the last thing I think about when I sleep at night. You're at least too cheesy to me, but that's alright, girl, you're so fly. Way up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. Like way up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. You're the last thing I think about when I sleep at night. You'd rather listen to G's than me, but that's alright, girl, you're so fly. Way up in the clouds, girl, I'm feeling high. Yeah. Eh, eh, yeah. Eh, eh, yeah. Eh, eh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, that was great. You guys sound amazing.
Thank you.
For those of you listening, that one was called Gabby. It was off of their album.
Yep.
What's the name of your album?
So the album's going to be called Out of Place.
Out of Place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the soon to be release.
Yeah,
do you have a release date for that yet?
No, we don't. Actually, we're still working out some studio dates that we're still trying to get some things finalized. And, you know, once we do that, we'll definitely announce that.
Okay. Are we guesstimating the end of this year, next year, maybe?
We're looking next year.
Next year.
Early to mid next year.
Well, we'll all be waiting for that.
For sure.
And I'll keep the listeners updated. So when it comes out, let me know and I'll tell everyone.
Awesome.
All right. So remember, you guys are listening to Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And right now, it's time we get into our first break. But we will be back shortly. Stay tuned, because tomorrow's June, we'll be playing more of their music here live on air with me, and that'll be up in just a couple minutes. So stay tuned.
Ungkapkanlah hati Anda.
자신을 표현하세요.
Exprimez-vous.
Drück dein Inneres.
Exprésate.
Bete et atzmecha.
Siempre exprésate.
Exprésiten. Exprime-toi.
Pick up your pain, brush your pain, express yourself in high pain. Dance your dance, ain't true. Go for your dream, they will too. Blow your horn, play your band. You know what to do.
Come on.
We believe in you. Yes, everybody.
Express yourself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now come on, everybody.
Go this beyond way.
Come on, everybody.
Express yourself.
We are back, and you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for staying tuned to my second segment of the show. And for those of you who are just now tuning in, my special guests, Tomorrow's June, are on air with me.
Yeah.
Everyone's in here except for one.
Except for David.
Except for David. He couldn't make it today.
Doesn't have school.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's a funny story.
Liar.
He thought he had school today, and it turns out his classes were canceled. So he didn't get a chance to make it out here, even though he could have. But it's a story for another day.
We're on to you, David, if you're listening.
Yeah.
All right. So before the break, they played a live acoustic version of their song Gabby, which is going to be off of their soon-to-be-released album. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're currently working on that because they have perhaps a show coming up in December, but right now they're focusing more on their album. Mm-hmm. And why don't you guys tell us how the album is coming along?
It's going great.
Yeah.
We've been doing such, like, we've been working so hard on this as far as just we've been writing mm-hmm. for years. You know, we've been taking songs from, you know, I would say like a couple years ago to even songs now. And, you know, we're reinventing a lot of things, and that's kind of cool to us. We actually just recorded at Fantasy Studios in Berkeley.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Legends have recorded there, and we feel, you know, honored. We saved
let's
up our money.
Let's drop some names who yeah. recorded
so,
there.
Journey.
Don't Stop Believing
was recorded cool. there.
Same room. En Vogue.
Santana's Supernatural, that whole album was done there.
Los Lonely Boys.
Which is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Did a lot of soundtracks for movies, too.
Yeah, a lot of soundtracks for movies.
All the movies were, but there were some movies.
Yeah.
There's so, at least one.
At least one movie out there.
At least one movie. We had Joe Satriani in there. Too.
I didn't even see that.
So yeah, so I mean rock people too, and it was so cool just to see the history that's been in there.
Mm-hmm. Is that inspiring to know that you're recording where all of those artists have done their work?
Definitely.
Yeah, just walking in there you feel like this vibe of like, wow, we're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Exactly. Like but it's cool to know because like, you know, we're not just pop. You know, I lost what I'm saying. My dad just texted me, say, don't forget to say Green Day, but that was in the other room. We didn't actually record in that room, but Green Day actually did record
but in the same building.
Album. Yeah, same
okay.
building.
They
recorded the whole Dookie album in the building over, the room over. But yeah, just to see all the history there been there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's been amazing. And to know that, you know, one day that we could have a hit. Coming out of there.
Absolutely. We'll be looking for you on the big screen at the Grammys and everything.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. So, Juan Diego and Vicente, what's your stance? I haven't heard you guys say too much.
Yeah. I say a lot of mean things. I've been trying to not say too much here.
We're on air.
But I dig myself into a hole. Yeah, no, I love being in the band just from the very beginning and everything. And then, even just being there for the moment, we were trying to come up with a name. We were like 12 or 13, and we were just walking. We would always go to Guitar Center and stuff, and we were just walking down the street. We were like, after we decided we should be a band, we were coming up with names, and we were just looking at stuff. We would see like Blue Car or like Blueberries.
The Blueberries.
I
threw out the Blueberries. I thought that would have been cool. I still think that's cool.
What up, everyone? We're the Blueberries.
Yeah. And then I think, who asked what the date was?
No.
It was one of you two.
What? I think.
No, I just like randomly, like, hey, guys, tomorrow's June. And them two just.
We looked at each other.
And my brother, they just looked at each other and they're like, that's it. That's our band name. I mean, little did we know the next day was the 29th of May.
So we were way off.
Super off. But we got our name.
But it's a great band name.
Thank you.
Even if the date was wrong.
You remember I was fighting you guys on. Because, you know, we have the two in front of our name and. I was fighting them. I was like, no, that's gonna be horrible. That's never gonna catch on. No one's gonna like that. And I was totally wrong. I'm glad I got outvoted on that one.
Come up it.
Yeah,
for sure.
That was a good call by them too to make the two.
And then all that was cool. And then I think we were all playing guitar. And then I was like, okay, well, there's three guitar players and nothing else. And then I was really inspired by it because I love Paul McCartney and the Beatles and like all of us did and mm-hmm. do. And then, you know, I was okay, well, someone's gonna have to do the bass, you know. So then eventually I started learning on this little crappy guitar I got when I was 5, and then I got myself a Hofner bass, which is just like the one Paul McCartney had, but it was like the lowest end model, so it was really bad. Like, it sounded terrible, but I was like, I'll do that instrument that the girls don't care about. You guys, you guys can do the guitars.
Girls love bass, actually. Did you learn it specifically for the band?
Yeah.
You didn't play bass before?
No, I didn't. Oh, wow. I was just doing guitar before and stuff. And then, I don't know. I always just kind of think the girls really don't know about the bass, because there's some girls I've talked to, they're like, oh, you're in a band? I was like, yeah. And I was like, they're like, what do you play? And I'm like, bass. And they're like, Like the fish? I'm like, no, not like the fish.
That's a bass, first of all.
Like,
no. That's pretty funny. Well, I date a bass player, so.
Yeah, I was to say.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. And what about you, Juan Diego?
Well, I remember when I met Nando, it was the first day of summer school in high school, and the teacher asked us what
some of our hobbies were, what we liked, and I remember this kid with long hair, like sitting 2 seats away, he was like, man, I love the Beatles. And I was like, yeah, me too, because one of my brothers that was raised in England introduced me to the Beatles. And so we became friends then. And I don't know, 4 years, like 3.5 years later in high school, he asked me to be in a band. And it was just crazy.
Bonding over the Beatles.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think that's how it started, though, too.
That's a great way to make
friends.
That's
a big factor. Everyone in the band likes the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I personally, like, I can't be friends with people who don't my favorite band.
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing. I'm sorry if I judge you harshly, but it's very important
to
me.
Do not talk
to
us.
You can't sit with them. So, as I mentioned in the first segment, you guys opened for Robin Thicke, Faith mm-hmm. Evans, El DeBarge, Mindless Behavior, and you're all under the age of 21. So what does it feel like to accomplish that at such a young age?
It's crazy. It's honestly, like, it's because this is our dream. Everything we do with music, we're getting one step closer to fulfilling our dream, you know. And we're working so hard towards it. So to get opportunities like that, you know, to open up, or even, you know, one of them was the VIP party for the concert. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy. When, like, what bands out of the garage get to just go open up for Robin Thicke,
that's super
or Faith
cool.
Evans, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's crazy. This I tell people this, and they're like, "Oh yeah, the Blurred Lines guy." I'm like, sadly, it was right before Blurred Lines came out.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah,
before?
It was like a good month or two before Blurred Lines came out.
Barely.
Yeah, it was so close, and but still,
still,
it was just
bragging rights.
Yeah. So I mean, it was just awesome, and actually, I got to meet him, cool. So that was pretty cool. I was they had me do this little modeling thing afterwards, and that was kind of cool, but I'm gonna stick to music.
Music and a model.
Yeah, I wasn't a good model at all. I'm too short. The suit didn't fit me.
Yeah, they couldn't Photoshop you to make you look taller or something.
No, because it was a live runway on the stage.
Oh, okay.
And so they had, like, taught us how to walk for 4 hours, and that was just horrible.
Yeah.
Now he walks like a model.
I
like,
bet.
All the time.
That's
going to
show on stage, too. That's going to add to your performance.
Yeah. They don't know, but they have a secret superstar model on the band.
We are very photogenic. I've seen the Facebook picture. So
thank you.
It paid off.
Thank you.
Do you guys remember your first performance ever?
I don't want to.
Okay. Was
No,
okay.
No. It's cool.
What about
the funniest story?
Country club, right?
Yeah, the country club.
Oh,
yeah. That was
yeah.
the first one.
I was thinking the what's
no,
it called?
Not
the Civic Center.
No.
That
one was
like
bad
a second
too.
One.
Okay, so this was the first gig ever was the Richmond Country Club, the golf club, at 7 a.m. for a bunch of nobodies. Like, nobody was there. That's what I mean. Like, everyone went to go play golf. And
aww.
They're like, so we want you guys to perform when everyone's getting over here. The problem is no one wants to hear a live band that's only been playing together for 2 days on the ninth hole.
Well, that's
like
cool. You got a show after being together for 2 days.
Like the after pal, but like,
yeah,
like I just remember how horrible that was. Like, imagine trying to like drive on the ninth hole and like you just hear like crash cymbals or something like at 7 a.m. It's just it was horrible.
I just remember like it was so bad because I don't know if it was that first one or because we did two of those and they were both terrible.
Yeah.
But one of them, I was trying to sing my note, and my hair was so long and the wind was blowing so much, I took a breath in and I started choking on my hair. It was just like, it was horrible. It was just like, it was just like summing up the whole day as just like that.
Whatever artist gets their start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. So, like you said, no shows coming up. You guys working on your second album. Is there anything
first
else?
Album.
First album,
yeah,
right.
First
you have
album.
Your EPs out.
Yeah,
but
EP
then,
out, yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. So, is there anything else we should be looking out for?
Look out for videos.
Videos
YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah, cool. We're definitely... we're working on this, you know, trying to do more covers and more videos for the songs we do have already. Mm-hmm. We actually just met with some people and talked to some people that did our first video, and we want to do another one for the fans. It's an older song.
The video was pretty cool, actually.
Thank you.
I watched it a couple times, and I thought it was very romantic. And, like, my girly side came out. And
yeah.
I liked it, but I thought it was kind of creepy at the end.
Yeah.
At the end, he just comes, he opens the door, and he's just staring at her. And I was like, okay.
But why would she be waiting for me?
I don't know. She was just standing out there, and I'm like.
She was like waiting for Uber.
I remember when
something.
You guys were shooting that, Uber. I was like, what kind of video are we making here? I was like.
For yeah. those of you who want to check that out, we're talking about First Dance, which is on their YouTube page. So youtube.com/tomorrowsjune.
Yeah.
Type in First Dance and the video will come up. It's really cool, really funny, really adorable.
Yeah.
So you'll like it a lot.
And then our links to everything is on our YouTube page too.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then what about your Facebook page while we're at it?
Facebook page is just tomorrowsjune.
Same thing, facebook.com/tomorrowsjune.
With the two.
Two. Yes, yeah. That's an important part. Two.
A lot of people put the T-W-O and they don't find
don't
it.
Don't spell it out. Use a number.
Yeah.
And then you'll find it. I was impressed because when I was Googling you, I put tomorrow and then June popped up.
Yeah.
So even
yes.
Google, like,
oh. yeah.
you know, you're the first thing
that's
that
awesome.
Comes up
Who
on there.
This?
We're in a little, like, internet war with Tomorrow's Victory for
oh.
a little bit.
See,
they're, like,
heard
some,
of them,
like,
so.
English. They're this British-Jamaican band or kind of thing. Whatever, but yeah, they didn't. I'm upset at them because we were trying to show love and support, and we followed them. They didn't follow us back, and then they got mad at us for using tomorrows because they already had it, but they don't claim that. So
you can own tomorrows.
Just saying, tomorrow's June is coming up. Okay.
Tomorrow's June, so keep your eyes out for that, and your ears. Ready for song two, guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go into that right now. This one is Say Ayo, and song number two of the day. Once again, this is Tomorrow's June. They're in studio doing live acoustic versions of their song. So Ayo is coming up right now. And remember, you're hearing it here on Bay Area Beats with me, DJ Keeks. Bay Area Beats is... music around the Bay, and this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu.
One, two, three, four.
No seeing someone at the time I was. Can't help myself, girl, cause you're the one I love. Might be all that I needed. All I needed was you. Your glowing green eyes and your beautiful smile. All you make me do. Remember all the times you made me lose my mind. You make me warm inside. All you make me do. You make me feel like king. And you're my beauty queen. The melody I sing, the melody I sing. Say ayo, ayo, ayo. Made me wanna fly, holla at the sky. Say ayo, ayo, ayo. Feelings got me high, feelings that I can't deny. Cause I don't wanna go without you by my side. Without you by my, the way hair flows, baby. Your single breast tattoo. The purple dress that you love to wear, the way you make me laugh too. Time don't understand you. You got me butterflies I can't control. But don't you worry about nothing, baby, cause you got my heart and soul. Remember all the times you made me lose my mind. You make me warm inside. All you make me do. You make me feel like king, and you're my beauty queen. The melody I sing, the melody I sing. Say ayo, 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 make me wanna fly. You holler at the sky. Say ayo, 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 feelings got me high, feelings that I can't deny. Cause I don't wanna go without you by my side. Yeah, without you by my side. And I can't resist the taste of the zen on your lips. Oh, 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 and I can't resist when you make me feel like this. Say, ay, ay, yo,
make me wanna fly, holla at the sky.
Say, ay, ay, yo,
got me up, that I can't deny. Cause
I don't wanna go without you by my side. Without you by my
say,
side.
Say, ay, 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 make me wanna fly, holla at the sky.
Say, ay, ay, ay,
got me up, that I can't deny. Cause
I don't wanna go without you by my side. Without you by my side, yeah.
Fabulous once again.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for staying tuned with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. You're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, and you just heard Tomorrow's June play a live version of their song Ayo, which is going to be on their soon-to-released album, too soon to be released, I should say. Hopefully next year that should be coming up, so we'll wait around for that, and I'll keep you guys posted. And that was an original, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you guys walk us through the process of what it takes to create and record a live song? Or not a live song, but just create your original music. Yeah. And what does it take? Like, what's the process? How does it start?
It differs between both of us, at least. Because well, usually it's my brother and I that write the songs. For me personally, I usually need to be inspired by something. But even with that, it's not like something that has to be super super like depressing or super like happy.
Yeah,
like it can just be like one time Chanta made a joke about a number and I wrote a song about that, like
789, right?
No, it's 218456. It was like something super random like that, but like.
And just to be clear, Chante is Vicente.
Yeah.
I thought it was Chante at first. I didn't know who Chante was.
Yeah, Chante. You were like who's Chante? I was like, I don't know.
Okay, as you were saying.
Yeah, so it's for me, and I think it's a little bit of the same for my brother. It's like, it's get something to inspire you, let the song write itself.
So, exactly. I mean, it's different every time though too.
Yeah.
I think everything has to inspire you because we're not that level, or no one has really approached us with songs that they're like, you know, hey, we think you guys would be good to sing this, whatever. So, you know, we've been writing, and we take pride in writing our own songs too.
Yeah,
you know, that's a huge thing for us.
Yeah, super impressive. So not everyone can do that.
Thank you.
And we think we have catchy songs too. We think
I think so.
Yeah. but you know, every song is different. I mean, sometimes there was one time our parents went out of town and we turned our living room and dining room to a studio, and we stayed up till 4 or 5 every night. And him and me wrote a song called Again and Again, you know. Things just happen differently all the time.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Other kids, when their parents leave, you know, they're throwing parties. Yeah. And you guys are turning the living room into a studio.
Yeah.
That's our
parties.
No, I mean, that's our definitely to go to thing though. Mm-hmm. We like, as soon as we have the privacy or the time to like, to really do something like that, our first
instinct
is to like, let's figure out how we can do something musically productive. Mm-hmm. And I know that's really weird, but like we turn down, like we're those kind of kids that like, not always, but you know, we'll turn down going out, because we got band practice, or we'll turn down going out to, because we decided that we could book studio time right now.
Yeah,
you know.
But that's why you're opening for artists.
Exactly.
Or,
exactly. And then you get, you know, other people that are like, that want to do the same thing as us, mm-hmm. and we support 100%. But you know, you see how serious they take things.
They're not as determined.
Yeah. and you're like, and you look at yourselves, and I tell these guys all the time, we go through some bumpy roads, and some gigs are just not perfect. You know, we had just a recently a bumpy gig that just didn't turn out great at all, but you know, I let that remind them everything is, we're doing this because it's going to get us somewhere. You know, we're working hard.
The bigger picture.
Exactly. Yeah. We always have to look at the bigger picture, even if we sacrifice something and just it didn't turn out great.
So since you just said that, where do you see yourself 5-10 years from now?
Justin Bieber famous.
10 years older. 10 years older.
No, seriously. I think Justin Bieber famous. That'd be awesome. I don't ever want to limit ourselves on how big we could ever get. Mm-hmm. So whether we're still trying to do clubs or trying to, you know, get our name out there, or we're already there, you know,
it's about the art.
It's about, yeah. And it's about, you know, the people who were there with us along the way, you know,
Not forgetting where you came from.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, even little things like Tommy over here, you know, taking time out of his day to everyone. Shout out to Tommy.
Tommy's in studio with us right now. He's their photographer.
We all went to school together. Yes. I went to high school together, so
we did. We were all in. It's like a
Salesian reunion.
I know.
Not about that, except for Chente.
Yeah, I could go there. I went to a bunch of
them. Where did you go?
Oh man, I went to. I went to 4 different high schools. I went to middle college, and then I got kicked out. That was too cool for them, obviously. Too cool for school. That's why I got a D in my class, and they kicked me out. And then. I went to another school called West County, then that school got shut down. And then I did online schooling, which was the saddest school year. I was prom king that year, though. I guess that was a cool thing.
He won by a landslide.
I won by a landslide, dude. I had my parents vote for me and everything. And
he
then,
even won prom queen.
I won prom queen, too.
That is no wickedness.
And then I went to Pinole Valley for my last year, where I barely graduated in the 11th hour at the last second. So. Yeah, I was never in the Salesian.
You've been all over the place.
Yeah.
But hey.
Yeah, the rest of us went to Salesian. So shout out. Salesian fam. All right, so it's time for another break. This is going to be our last break of the day. Please stay tuned for the third and final segment of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with special guest Tomorrow's June. This is DJ Keeks, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu.
Anybody? But I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody, can anybody find me? Somebody to love. Yeah. I worked,
he worked hard
every day of my life. I worked till I ache my bones at the end. Take home my holiday. All my own is tired out. My knees and eyes straight away. Till the tears run down from my eyes. Oh, somebody. Ooh, somebody.
Thank you. just keep losing my beat.
You just keep losing, you're losing.
I'm alright.
He's alright, he's alright. Yeah.
I just gotta get out of
this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free.
Somebody to love, find me 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 somebody to love.
For staying tuned, you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. If you're just now tuning in, I feel sorry for you because you've missed some really amazing music. We have Tomorrow's June in studio, and they played two acoustic versions of their songs. The first one was Gabby, and the second one was Say Ayo, and they were both really good. So if you missed that, check it out on SoundCloud.com or on their YouTube page, youtube.com/tomorrowsjune. Tomorrow with a 2. Don't spell out tomorrow. It's with the number 2. So what are we going to do now? We have original music that we heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We heard about you guys, your first performances that didn't go so well, and how you're doing so much better now, opening up for superstars and celebrities. And cool. Anything that we missed out on?
It's just a bunch of crazy, stupid stuff we've
stories.
Done.
Stories.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Just.
Man. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think the main thing is just look out for the album. Definitely follow us on all our social media. Twitter at Tomorrow's J. Instagram, Tomorrow's June Official. Facebook, Tomorrow's June. You know, keep updated with us because we're always posting. We're always, you know, doing new things. We're always talking to the fans. We'd like try to, you know, do live streams and stuff like that. We're starting to do those more. Me and Juan Diego like to do Omegle. Like we like to go on those like kind of sites and like play live for people.
That's
so, you know, we'll definitely let we love cool. people know.
How do they respond to that?
Awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Round of applause.
Kind of have fun.
We have that. Yeah, we got
we
like
all have, I assume they all kind of have the same like the same reaction, like, who are you?
Well, no, do you first, remember? Yeah. Me and Juan Diego were on, like, all night one night, and we finally got to these chicks in New York, and they were like, we're like, hey, we're Tomorrow's June, we want to play you guys a song. And they're like, oh my gosh, aren't you guys, like, famous? And we're like, we wish, no, not really. They're like, no, your guys' name has been going around Omegle, like, for the past hour.
Because it's the people, like, they keep talking to each other, so then they were telling everybody.
They're telling everyone about us, and that was really cool.
That's super.
We got a lot
cool.
of like super fans off those.
Yeah.
Those
we got
cool.
the fan page in Mexico.
Fan page in Mexico.
Fan page Mexico. Fan page from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
The UK. Yeah. So I mean, we it's awesome.
So you guys are doing it big.
Yeah, We have a lot of cool supporters. So
and you want to do? Oh, I see. Okay, the, I see a light bulb moment.
The Peru.
Yeah. Actually, we got a chance to have our music video, the first dance video, shown on TV in Peru.
Oh, that's super cool. Yeah.
Duh.
I went.
Totally forgot about that.
I did see something about that, but I thought it was a radio station, so it was actual. Yeah, the music video.
Yeah.
I went to Peru in the summer. I went to my hometown, and we actually. There's a TV like TV station there that's part of a university, and they broadcast for the whole city, which one of, it's like the second biggest city in Peru, and they have this show that's kind of like a, they show music and viral videos and like bands and stuff like that, and I got us on the, like, we got the music video shown, and then we did a little bit of an interview. Yeah it was a lot of fun.
That was pretty cool.
Did anyone recognize you while you were out there? Say, I saw you on TV.
I mean, I was trying to get the word out a lot, like all my cousins and family and friends, to try to show everybody.
Giving a free bottle service at the clubs and everything. 18 to 21 over there.
Man, I was watching it live at work. I streamed it on my phone because I work at a grocery store, and I was supposed to be helping some old lady out to her car, but I was like, nah.
I'll watch us on TV.
I'd rather watch myself
priority.
On TV.
Priority.
Yeah,
you gotta have your priorities.
This old lady could wait. Okay.
All right, so time is flying faster than I thought it was. So we're going to have to go into this third song, which I do have an MP3 version of this one, so you guys can relax and listen to the music. Nice. This one is First Dance. We've been talking about it all day.
It's the one single.
That their video was played in Peru. So that's coming up right now. For those of you who haven't seen it, go check it out. It's super cool. And you guys want to lead us into this one? What inspired you on this?
This one was a friend that I liked. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I think she was giving me mixed signals, but I'm not sure.
That's the worst.
And I was too afraid to, like, even approach this because I don't have no game, so.
So you made a song.
I was like, I wrote a song.
Is it the girl in the video or
no?
Someone else. Okay, that would have been pretty ballsy.
Yeah. No. But yeah. So, you know, wrote this song and.
Does she know it's about her?
No.
She doesn't know.
No, I don't think she has any clue.
Oh my goodness! So it never.
Let's keep it like that because this song ever takes off, then we gotta pay her.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I don't
want to
do that.
And we don't want that. Okay, no. So here it goes. This is First Dance by Tomorrow's June. Check out the video on YouTube, and you are hearing it here on Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah.
Now I think that I'm falling for you. I can't get you out my head. You make it so hard for me. You always play hard to get. We would talk night till morning, and then wouldn't talk for days. Then you hear me all saying, let's say soon someday. Thinking about your smile. Want you so close that I can't hold you. And we can go drive for miles. Intoxicated, maybe faded. I can't seem to lose it. So damn confusing. Come take my hand for a
burst in.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. All right, so this is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You just heard Tomorrow's June's song, First Dance. Super awesome song. If you guys liked it, go check out the video, youtube.com/tomorrowsjune, tomorrow with a two. And watch the video on there because it really helps tell the story. And it's a super cool video. Very well done.
Thank you.
Very nice. Any final words from the band before we head out?
Nothing. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a great time with you guys. You have some really cool music. And I'll be keeping an eye out and letting everyone else know. So they don't have any shows coming up, but in the spirit of Bay Area Beats, I have to let you know about something. So since it's Monday, I want to let you know about Motown on Mondays, which is held at the Legionnaire in Oakland every Monday night. There are actually a few Motown on Mondays around the Bay Area, but I just want to focus on the Legionnaire because I know firsthand that it's super fun. It's a great experience. So pretty much every Monday you go to the Legionnaire over in Oakland and it's a Motown themed night. There are old school jukeboxes and pinball machines downstairs, and then upstairs is the dance floor and the DJs will be playing Motown hits all night. If you want to go to that, the address is 2272 Telegraph Avenue. Once again, that's over in Oakland. The only catch is that it is 21 and up. So if you're over 21 and maybe you didn't party like you wanted to over the weekend, you can go check that out tonight. Once again, the Legionnaire is located in Oakland and the address is 2272 Telegraph Avenue. And they'll be open until 1:30 a.m. So I hope you've had as much fun as I have. Please tune in next week and the week after that and the week after that to see which artists will be performing in our very own Bay Area next. I love live music and just listening to artists. I think there's nothing quite as satisfying. And I was really glad that I actually had some live music on the show this time. So that was really fun.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. You guys sounded great. Once again, this is Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. Bay Area Beats is music around the Bay, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Here on radio.dominican.edu.
You've been listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. Music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in each day for different shows from Dominican students right here at radio.dominican.edu. Wow, 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 wow.